For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Jackson with another Black perspective on the drug war. Here's a riddle for you. Why is the drug war like Hurricane Katrina? Because they both show up the disconnect between the hearts of the American people and the institutions they rely on to serve them. When thousands of poor, mostly black people, were left homeless by the storm, the people of America responded with a huge outpouring of support. The American Red Cross alone took in over $1 billion in donations. But for some reason, instead of the effective, holistic assistance these people need to get back on their feet, they get short-term Band-Aid help. So, too, the drug war does not deliver the effective and compassionate solutions that Americans need to free us from the crime, killing, and illness of the illegal drug trade. Instead, our drug warriors give us mass incarceration that tear families apart and deepens poverty, expanded police powers that endanger our civil liberties, nonsensical laws that keep safe and effective medications from sick and suffering people. Get tough mandatory minimum sentences that pack the prisons with nonviolent drug users while the importers, distributors, and money laundering bankers get to walk free. And instead of equal justice, we have disparate penalties for the same offense that guarantees the weight of this war will fall disproportionately on the poor, the black, and the brown. Unlike Katrina, however, which blew in, did its damage, and left, the drug war persists, and prohibition continues to be a Class 5 disaster as its ill winds blow across all 50 states and around the globe. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
America sleeps well knowing that the drug war protects their children from drugs. Yet children have easier access to drugs than alcohol or tobacco. Politicians work hard, spending ever more money to crush the black market. And yet, each year we give $500 billion to terrorists, cartels, and criminals to buy bigger weapons to kill us. The drug czar tries to ensure that fewer people die from using hard drugs, yet each year aspirin kills more people than do all hard drugs combined. The unvarnished truth is at drugtruth.net. I'm proud to say that the Drug Truth Network has just opened up a new website. And it's been sanitized for your protection. I urge you to please visit endprohibition.org. We're working with many of the major drug reform advocacy groups to provide information and ways for you to reach your politicians, to let them know your feelings about this now 90-year-old drug war. Changes to drug law will come from you, so please visit nprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.